to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano from Big Ten Media Week in Indianapolis on 750 The Game.
Big Ten football media days in an NFL stadium. This place is like a cavern. Jeff Bassa is with me, Oregon linebacker. What do you think of this place, man? Big NFL venue. Look around. Like, could you see yourself playing here one day?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it was. I mean, just the drive up here. The drive up here this morning was amazing. I was kind of just, you know, just taking it all in, noticing and realizing that one could be back here for. Going to be back here for the Big Ten Championship, the Combine, and then, shoot, let's say the Colts do draft me, then I'm playing here. So
I was looking on the wall, DeForest Buckner's name's back there, you know, that's not unfamiliar to Oregon fans. So, look, I've been around Oregon football and covering it for 20 years. A lot of the audience in the state, across the state, has lived Oregon football. What's it like to be part of that family?
It's an amazing feeling. I think Oregon football has so much culture, I think that, you know, the game day routines that we do, just the little things. I mean, just simply just being in Eugene, just noticing and talking to people every day, just the fans, the energy that they bring every day, the energy that they show on social media, the love that they show and provide with us.
The feeling when you get to the quarterback, you're going to sack the quarterback. That the best feeling? Or is it interception in space? What's that dream you have where you wake up and going, I don't want to wake up. For your position, because it's such a versatile position.
Yeah.
Is it a sack or is it a pick or what is it?
I would for sure have to say either sack, pick, or big hit.
Big hit.
Yeah, sack, pick, or big hit.
What,
for sure.
And what do you classify as a big hit? Is a running back coming out of the backfield, doesn't see you coming, or is it, you know, in midfield, you both see each other, and it's what's a big, like in your mind, that big hit, what do you see?
Yeah, big hit, I would have to say more so just having it be a knockback tackle, right? So let's say we're making contact both at the 10-yard line, right? Okay. How can I shoot? Bump him back, you know,
ends up at the 12.
Right.
Yeah.
Or something like
that. I like that. Yeah. Entrepreneur. Most kids your age are thinking, I don't think generationally years ago college football players were thinking about businesses, but talk to one of your teammates, Terrence Ferguson, and, you know, the idea of opening a Chick-fil-A came up. What's Jeff Bassa getting in business outside of football? What kind of business are you getting into?
Okay. Whoa. Wow. Chick-fil-A. That's different.
Because he just wants to eat at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
That's his whole thing.
They're changing up their waffle fries, so I don't know if he'll be getting me no more. But mine would have to be, you know, I want to get into the fashion industry.
Okay.
Right. So whether that's creating my own brand or whether that's, you know, having models or having like a modeling agency, because I kind of want to work with, you know, big designer brands, or whether that's little brands, right, that I can build up to be, you know, top brands in the nation.
Okay, so like I was never going to publicly admit it, but last weekend my daughter dragged me, college-age daughter, she dragged me to ThriftCon. Okay?
Okay.
It was the convention up in Portland where they've got a lot of little designers, and there's a lot of thrift clothes and stuff, but it was a lot of people doing some creative things inside of that space. And lo and behold, I look over, I told her, I'm not going to know anybody here. I look over, I see Dennis Dixon, former Oregon quarterback, who's walking around, and he looks at me like, oh, you're at ThriftCon. Like, this is a, but give me an idea. Are you talking about, like, you'd like to actually be a designer for a big label, or you want your own thing, or what do you want to do?
I think I would rather like to be, I mean, really both. Like, I would love to be, like, a designer for Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
I think that would be amazing. Kind of like what Pharrell Williams did with Louis Vuitton last year. And what he does with Fashion Week and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think just being a designer for a big company.
Would you, like, give me an idea. Let's just describe what you're wearing today. Because I would say he has on this lovely, what are we talking about here?
Okay, so
let's talk about your threads today.
All right, so we'll start from the bottom up. We got all black Christian Louboutins with the spikes on the toes, or also known as red bottoms.
Okay.
And then we got the burgundy suit or burgundy jacket, burgundy pants with a black button up with a black tie.
Yeah.
We got chrome hearts glasses.
Yeah.
We have a We have a Cartier bracelet on my left wrist.
You are accessorized.
Yeah. Cartier bracelet on my left wrist, and then as well as a pinky ring, a gold and diamond pinky ring, and then I have a cool little miscellaneous black and gold bracelet on my right as well, and then yeah, I think that's right.
With
the chrome heart glasses.
Has anyone else asked you that question today? Because I pride myself on being a little different with the interview.
No, somebody has just told me to describe it, but yeah. They were kind of just like, give like a brief rundown. So.
And on a football team, you probably get a wide range of guys who, some guys are really into it, and other guys, you're like, no, you need help.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Can you provide a help to teammates, or do you just kind of let them be who they are?
Oh, no, I'd be helping some of my teammates out. They'll kind of shoot me like a text, like, yeah. Hey, Jeff, I'm at the store right now. Which shirt? And I'll be like, okay,
yeah,
this shirt because you can wear it more often, or this color's too loud.
I do that with my wife. I'll send her a picture. I go, can I wear this today? Am I okay? You know?
Do you get a lot of okays?
I get a lot of, try this, try something else, try a different pair of shoes, something like that.
Okay.
So, Jeff Bossa with us. All right. This program, you've been in it. Like, how have the stakes changed for Oregon?
Yeah, the stakes have gotten higher and higher each year. I think with the success that we had as a team last year, knowing that we were literally 1 to 2 games away from being in the big game, right? You know, the stakes are going to be even higher this year, right? And I think that the guys that we brought in from other schools, the young guys that we're developing, and, you know, guys like me that decided to come back for another year, we know what's at risk and what's at stake, right? So we know that the standard is going to be set high. We know that we're going to have a target on our back every week, and I know that we're going to be prepared.
All right, a couple seasons ago, we had a bunch of guys at Oregon who declared for the draft, and some guys didn't get drafted or got picked later than they thought they were. What drove your decision to come back?
What drove my decision to come back was just, one, knowing where, getting those grades from last season,
mm-hmm.
knowing that I had so much more room to improve and so much room to showcase my talent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at, okay, wow, that's kind of a con, right?
Yeah.
Or a pro and a con, right? So then it's like, okay, heading into the Big Ten, right? There's going to be more media exposure, the NFL kind of sees the Big Ten as more of like an NFL-ready type of league. So I'm like, okay, if I go dominating the Big Ten, then now it's like that's upping my stock and stuff like that, right? And so I seen that as another opportunity to come back, get better, come back with new teammates and stuff like that, and then as well as, you know, be here for the national championship game as well.
Is it an easier decision in today's world where there's NIL, there's more support for students, and who knows what it's going to look like after you leave? The players are going to get directly compensated from the schools. I mean, it's going to just be more like maybe employees. But is it an easier decision when you've got that, or maybe, you know, 6 or 8 years ago when players said all you had is a scholarship, would you have been able to have that maturity, I guess, is what I'm asking?
I don't think more so that it makes it an easier decision just based off money. But I think that it kind of gives you kind of got to mature quick, right? It's like the league. You're getting paid for what you're doing on the football field and off the field as well. So I think that, obviously they're going to pay you money based on how much you help the team or whatever, right? But I think that it teaches you to grow up fast and how smart can you be with your money.
Yeah. Jeff Bossa, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Look forward to seeing you in this stadium again in the future.
Thank you so much. All right. I appreciate that.
Feel like I got to know Jeff Bossa a little bit better there. Coming up next, it's Dan Lanning, University of Oregon coach. He will join us. You've got the bald-faced truth from Big Ten Media Day.